This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now this week's installment of our summer reading series, You Must Read This. It comes from author Jennifer Egan. Her most recent book is a gothic novel called The Keep. And the book she recommends inspired her as she was writing The Keep.
There are novels you should avoid if you need to accomplish anything major in the near future, or you've been assigned the task of watching small children in a swimming pool. Wilkie Collins' sublime thriller, published in 1860, is one of them. But if you enjoy losing yourself in suspense to a point of absolute compulsion that has you shunning friends and failing to reapply sunscreen, then you're in for a treat. I discovered The Woman in White a few years ago when I was working on a gothic novel. Collins' doppelgangers and escaped lunatic first drew me in, but his real interest lies in crime-solving. The novel consists of testimony from a series of witnesses. Most crime novels lose their appeal the instant the mystery is solved, but I sat down earlier this summer and lost another 2 days of my life, luxuriating in Collins' excellently playful prose. The first witness is Walter Hartwright, a young drawing instructor hired to teach two sisters. He falls in love with the younger one, an heiress named Laura Fairley, who's already engaged to be married. A strange witness surfaces, warning that Laura's fiancé is in fact a ruthless criminal, and the fun begins. The plot of The Woman in White pivots on fraud and identity theft, modern problems that turn out not to be so modern after all, especially compared with the mid-19th century before photography was widespread, when people had to rely on documents to prove who they were. But Collins's ingenious story isn't what finally makes this novel irresistible, it's his characters. The Woman in White contains one of the great literary villains, Count Fosco, a fat, ruthless, sinuously charming Italian who keeps bird and white mice as pets and pampers them as if they were his children. Even minor characters are sharply amusing. Some of us rush through life, and some of us saunter through life. Mrs. Vesey sat through life, a harmless old lady who never by any chance suggested the idea that she had been actually alive. The real heroine of The Woman in White isn't the innocent Laura Fairley, who frankly is a bit dull, but her older half-sister, a poor and physically unattractive spinster called Marion Halcom, whose daring and intelligence are the novel's real engines. Marion is the ultimate crime fighter, and the fact that she steals the show without being beautiful or rich is a tribute to Collins's forward thinking. The evil Count Fosco is so beguiled by Marion's cleverness that he falls half in love with her and writes, "I lament afresh the cruel necessity which sets our interests at variance and opposes us to each other. Under happier circumstances, how worthy I should have been of Miss Halcom, how worthy Miss Halcom would have been of me." They're all worthy of a brainy, heedless summer read in Wilkie Collins's The Woman in White.